Hi, Nicole. Thanks for your email. I've got Dad with me here. We're going to look at your picture and discuss it and offer you some tips. Hi, Dad.
Hi, Steve. Hi, Nicole.
So, Nicole, you say that you in your email, your message to us, you said, I'm an all-in member and I have had my first commission that is neither a friend nor a family member, so I'm very excited. It's a maple syrup producer in New Brunswick who'd very much like a pastel painting of his sugar shacks. He sent me a reference photo, which is lovely and clear, but it seems a little crammed in. If Colin has time, I'd like to send him this photo and get his opinion of it. So, Dad, we're having a look at the picture now. We'll pop this up on the mm-hmm. blog, on the website, if people want to see the picture and what we're talking about, which would probably be helpful. And, Nicole, we're going to offer you some tips. So, Dad, what do you think?
Well, I think it's very interesting. And as I say, Stephen, I hope he's showing you. Are you showing Nicole the crop picture at the moment, Steve?
I will be putting that on there, yeah. Both on there.
Well, we've cropped it from the top because that's pointless having all of that foliage to worry about. You've got enough there to worry about as it is. Now, the difficulty with pastel pencils, if that's what you're using, is putting a sky beneath the trees. Now, we're looking through that, and I think it's necessary to have that pretty little blue colour filtering through the trees because it puts perspective on it as well as makes it more interesting. However, if you were to do a blanket sky like you've seen me do in the past, you'd never get all that foliage on it because it would go into the pastel already there on the sky, and it would be weakened to a very large extent. And you've probably seen me do pictures sort of like that, where I infill the sky in patches. This is probably the best way of doing that. In other words, I'd put some white and put some blue and try to create what you see there as best you can before you even start putting the foliage on. And when you put the foliage on, it use all the colours that are there. You've got some lovely colours. You've got, I think it might be a silver birch, but certainly the light tree on the left-hand side above the red roof. I like that because it breaks up some of the, could be a bit of monotonous. We did discuss, Steve and I, to take in that tree out, but I actually think you ought to leave it in there now because we've cropped it. It gives a focus point. And I've seen pictures like this. Some of the great masters do. They put something like that right in the middle. So it's okay. If it was right in the middle of the picture, it wouldn't work. But because it's to that one side of it, it does work. And I would do the best you can. That's all I can say, because foliage and grass particularly is quite hard if you haven't got a lot of experience. The two huts shouldn't have a problem with them, except when you get right in the middle of the picture, when it recedes back. That's a little bit of a jumble back there. You can't quite work it. I can't quite work it out. But whenever I get a situation like this, I do what I see. That's what you've got to think about. Don't try to analyze it as to what you're looking at. Do it as you see it. And I think you'll be okay then. But I do wish you the very best of luck, and I would love to see your picture when you finished it, because it's going to be quite a challenge. The thing I like most about this is that red roof that really brings the picture alive. So I hope that helps you. There's not a lot more I can say except good luck, because it is a picture that, unless you've had an awful lot of experience, you're going to have some difficulty with it. I would probably, if I was doing this picture, I would be looking at a more impressionistic approach rather than an actual one. Now, that suits some people, but doesn't suit others. So it might be worth, if you consider that point, just asking the person involved in this, would you mind me approaching this a more impressionistic appearance, which means the detail would not be photographic. Does that help? Mm. I hope it does.
I think that's a really good point. I'm really glad you raised that. Yeah, I hope that helps, Nicole. Yeah, let us know how you get on. I hope those tips have been helpful. If you have any more questions, please get in touch. And if anyone else out there is listening to this and would like some advice on their photographs, pictures that they've been asked to do, then all you have to do is join our membership on any of the packages and you qualify for this additional service. So if you want to learn more about that, go to colinbadleyart.com. Thanks, Dad.
It's my pleasure.
And thanks, Nicole, for the message. Bye for now.